All right, thank you for that. And I have a little more on my headset there. I'm back in the back studio. Thank you, Dominic. It is 9:40 on a Tuesday, and that's salesportstalk.com. And we always check in with our good friend, Karen Lyle. And are we ready with a little fanfare? Okay, we'll get to the fanfare in just a second. Karen, you were granted the Freedom of the City of London today in a very traditional ceremony at the Guildhall. Congratulations. Tell us a little bit more, please.
Well, it's certainly an honor to now be considered a citizen and a stationer and newspaper maker of London, which is what is on an official certificate that was engraved on sheep vellum and presented in a certificate format to me in Guildhall today. And so this ceremony dates back prior to 1200 and is something that was has been preserved in history. It was really necessary in order to be able to own land and do trade prior to, of course, modern times, because in the times of the medieval ages, the only people who could own land or exchange or do any kind of money-making things would have been the royalty of the time or the people who owned, you know, who were granted so by the king. But the freedom of the City of London is actually the emergence of the middle class and those who were able to then be free and not be owned by anyone and to be able to do things on their own. So today, that tradition still exists, but it is more of an honorary or symbolic honor that is granted by the City of the Corporation of London.
All right, let's do a little fanfare here, Dominic. Can you go? All right, hey, listen, Karen, tell us a little bit more about Alistair John Naisbitt King, Caroline Louise Byerty, Chamberlain, and Mayor, please.
So first of all, we do have a new mayor, and a mayor is elected every year by the liveryman of the stationer, I guess, of the liveryman of the companies that are in the 111 livery companies in London. And the liverymen are the people who have ascended through different ranks, freemen first freemen, and then also become liverymen. And the mayor is somebody that I had an opportunity to meet at the civic dinner last year. I think we talked about that after that opportunity. And so this particular honor of the City of London Freedom is under the Chamberlain's office, which is kind of like, I guess, our Secretary Treasurer in the United States, you know, Secretary of the Treasury in the United States. And, you know, you do pay by redemption. If you did not go through the ranks and become an apprentice and go through a liveryman, you know, the slow way of doing things, it's called by redemption. And so, of course, it would go under the Treasury office or Bursar's office in the city because of that. And so the clerk, actually, who did our ceremony is a member of this company of stationers and newspaper makers. And so after the ceremony, there were all kinds of particular artifacts and swords and medals and plaques on the wall that she gave an explanation of the history and all of the people who've been granted freedom in the City of London. It was a very interesting ceremony and certainly a pleasure to be included in that company.
So tell us about tonight, because we're about dinner time where you are. Are there festivities and parties tonight now?
Well, it's said that if you've been granted the freedom of the city, that you are then toasted and being given glasses of champagne all through the day and through the night, and that I am actually the freshly minted citizen and stationer and newspaper maker of London. Freshly minted because it just happened today, and I'm the most freshly minted. So that's what they call me.
So you're saying is you're minty fresh.
Well, I don't know. We'll see how the evening progresses.
Karen Lyle joins us from London. So I remember my second cousin, his mom was from France, and her father was in the resistance, and he won the Croix de Guerre in World War II, and he had this little symbol that he wore on his lapel, and in France, he paid for nothing. He didn't even go through customs. They never even checked passport. Once they saw that Croix de Guerre, everyone bowed down for him. Do you have anything, a pin, a brooch, a medal, anything where you can walk around saying, bow down?
Well, I don't know that I can say bow down, because that would be the right of the I would be bowing down to the king, you see, because mm-hmm. I do take an oath to honor the king and also the mayor of the city, and to keep them from harm and not involve myself in any conspiracies or machinations against them. So, you know, can't join in any kind of activities that would involve that. But there is a beautiful pin for the city of London that has a coat of the coat arms on it, and also one for the Stationers Company as a freeman. And so those two pens I am allowed to wear, and they basically indicate the station that I was granted for this. But there's also a right, which is something that I haven't used yet, and it would be quite unusual to do, but it's the right to bring sheep into the city of London, right, without paying the fee. And the reason why that's important is because back in the day, before we had all the modern fabrics, mm-hmm. and you know how cold it gets,
sure.
if you didn't have wool, then basically you might die, because you need to have the warmth of that. And so basically wool and sheep were a very valuable commodity, and it was extremely expensive to bring sheep into the city of London, and you weren't allowed to do it without paying to go passage over the London Bridge. And that basically is now a ceremonial right, and they actually do bring the sheep once a year across the bridge, and liverymen and people who have the freedom of the city are allowed to be able to do that. And I understand not everybody has, because only about 40 people are allowed, and there's a lot of liverymen, maybe about 2,000 in the city, so with all of the livery companies.
That's fantastic. A couple more questions for Karen Lyle, live from London. I remember going down Savile Row, and there are many institutions, some going back centuries, that are officially tied to the royal family. And I remember there was a little badge on the wall of one shop on Savile Row that said, official whip maker to the Queen. And, of course, not for human beings. This is probably for riding crops and such things. And also, our Constitution forbids royal titles, so this isn't a royal title. But is this something now where you can, like the Up and Down Club, or is it the Up and Under or the Up and Down Club? In and Out Club.
You mean In and Out Naval
The In and Out Club. Sorry, I'm thinking of a bar in Point Richmond.
No, we do have an upstairs and downstairs staff. But
I guess what my long question is here. Is that now, are there certain doors that are open? Like, do you get to go to White's now? I think it's interesting, the most posh private club in London is called White's.
Well, you know, this is not part of the private club scene, although there are people who are in the private clubs who have been granted freedom of the city. Actually, it's very egalitarian. So there are people who have advanced to a freeman status through being apprenticed, and had maybe started out with no titles. They were commoners is what they call people who are not royalty in the olden days, and they would or even coming from peasants and going and becoming an apprentice, and then becoming a freeman, and then becoming a liveryman. But getting the freedom of the city was kind of a way of elevating people through the ranks as they learned skills and giving them different rights and privileges. So it does give rights and privileges, but it's not the same as the private clubs.
So now, is there, because I know sometimes these things are building blocks or, you know, stepping stones, is there another title that awaits you?
Well, I will be having a ceremony on the 4th of February where I will become a liveryman of the Company of Stationers and Newspaper Makers. And it was necessary for me to receive the freedom of the City of London first and also to be a freeman of that same company in order to go through the clothing ceremony where I will actually receive a robe and so forth for that particular honor of being liveryman. And so that will happen on the 4th of February.
And so what does this mean for us back in San Francisco? Do we get free dance lessons, or what do we get?
Well, you know, I have to say that this, you know, would not have happened without Sail Sport Talk and Sports Byline, because it is because of my role as a broadcaster and co-host with you and also working in a strategic alliance with Darren Peck and all of our 100 million listeners in 168 countries and also the Armed Forces Network, that I was invited to become a member of the Company of Stationers and Newspaper Makers. So that's something that is coming about because of the skills of all the people who were involved in putting me in this position to be able to talk to you all today, and I just really appreciate that.
Well, we are so proud of you, and I'm jealous, and safe travels, and congrats on what's going on the 4th, and we'll talk to you next week, Karen.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.